everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond doing another, it's not another daily episode of Positive Quotations. Instead, we have another episode of Grab the Mic. Why are we grabbing the mic? Today, we're grabbing the mic because there's a lot of people on LinkedIn that are posting a comment that's making me say, what's going on here? And the comment is, they're being told that they're overeducated. Yes. Have you ever been told you're overeducated? I've been told I'm overeducated. I had a judge tell me that I was overeducated. A judge. Yes. I kid you not. A retired judge, but nonetheless still in the system, said, you're overeducated. And I thought to myself, well, aren't you? Oh my gosh. All right. What is going on with the comment for job seekers? Yes, job seekers are being told that they're overeducated. Women are being told that you're overqualified. You're overqualified. What does that mean exactly? You're overqualified. How many times have people posted on LinkedIn in particular? Or even just said in general conversation, you know, hey, I've been told that I'm overqualified. If you Google and do a, internet search about what exactly does it mean when someone tells you that they're overqualified, you're overqualified, there's a varying degree of information about exactly what it means. However, bottom line is the only person who can actually tell you what they mean is the person who's saying it. Because the statement, you're overqualified, is actually a subjective judgment statement. Yes, let's say that again. It's a subjective judgment. It's subjective based on the person's meaning, what it means to them, overqualified. Usually they don't tell you what they mean. They just say, well, you're overqualified. But they never specifically say what that means. And it's a judgment. It is definitely a judgment statement. And that judgment can be rooted in things like intimidation. They're intimidated. They see themselves as being less than, which is often the case. All right, let's explore this a little bit further. Too many people are being told that they're overqualified. Job seekers are frustrated because they're being told they're overqualified. And the statement itself, you're overqualified, is a subjective judgment. So what does over mean? Let's look at over. Overexperienced, overcompetent, overeducated, overskilled, overtalented, overcapable, overachiever. All right. If organizations don't value and prefer over, Well, then they must value and prefer under. Make sense? Let's look at under.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Say, I hope you're enjoying today's Grab the Mic episode. And I want to take a pause here to let people know about an upcoming webinar that we're doing about demystifying evidence-based. So what is evidence-based practices? What does the term evidence-based mean? And why is it so important to know and understand what evidence-based means for your organization, especially in the world of nonprofits when writing responses to RFPs and also grants? How can you use evidence-based language and identify what your program is to, yes, differentiate yourself, your organization, from all those other RFP responses that grant committees are reading? So if you're interested in learning more, drop us a line at drdeb@ptsdandbeyond.org and I'll send you some more information. All right, let's continue with today's episode.
Underexperienced, undercompetent, undereducated, underskilled, undertalented, undercapable, underachiever. Is the Walmart greeter, are they an over or are they an under? What do you think? Most people that are Walmart greeters are retired. Are they over or are they under? How about CEOs? Are CEOs over or are they under? One person's "you're overeducated" is another person's "oh my gosh, I'm so glad we found you. I'm so glad that you're an over because that means I can be confident and at ease knowing that you know how to do the things that you need to do in order to be successful in this role and help us be successful. And by golly, I get to go ahead and focus on the things that I need to do." See, over people show up. Over people know how to get shit done. Over people aren't status quo people. Under people do the bare minimum. Under people are status quo people. Under people are not innovative. They're not. So don't apologize for being an over. If you are an over out there, don't apologize for getting that extra certificate so you can become even more skilled and, I don't want to say better at, but a professional at what you're trying to do. Don't ever apologize for getting the highest education and maybe even being the first in your family to get that education. Don't ever apologize for being something that's so skilled and crafted that you've mastered that artistry. Don't ever apologize for that. So don't ever apologize for being an over. From one over to another, it's not over till it's over. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. We're better together. We're stronger together. And as always, take what resonates and go beyond.